Just to bring a smile to your face and maybe even a little tear to your eye on this day, nothing will. That was fantastic. Kids, thank you again. And how do I get one of those hats? That's what I want. What's the one that Landon was wearing? Wait a minute, that was awesome. Well, greetings, good morning. Welcome to Plaza Bible Church. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Hope you're all doing well. Got some good plans maybe scheduled for later today. A little barbecue, a little swimming, maybe a little fireworks show, whatever it may be. So go out and have a great day after the service this morning. It's going to be a great day. Sun's coming out right now as I look back there. I need to apologize right up front. I was a little late coming in this morning, so I just wanted to apologize. What happened was I was actually in the back talking to my father-in-law, Bud Kennedy back there. Most of you know who he is. We were talking about, you know, 4th of July and holiday stuff, and out of the blue he goes, "So, hey, Brian, how many states of the 50 can you name in 1 minute?" It kind of threw me for a loop. I'm like, what's this about? I'm like, all right. So I rattle off about 35 or 40 or whatever it was. You know, I missed a few. And he's like, ha-ha, see? When I was your age, when I was a kid, actually back in school, I could rattle off all the states in the time anyone asked, no problem, just like that. I said, Bud, that's great. But back when you were a kid, there was only 13. I'm going to hear about that one later, aren't I? A lot of great things here happening here at Plaza. Let's get right to it, guys. Our kids, actually, some of them who just left and some of them who are in the crowd this morning, are heading off to camps this week. Kids camps, youth camps, so please be in prayer as they head off this week and next weekend. A couple of things that I do need to bring to your attention. If you are a parent of one of those kids going to camp, Brenda needs to meet with you in the fellowship hall right after service for a quick 5-minute meeting. So please do that if you wouldn't mind right after service. And also, for the kids going out next weekend at camp, we actually need some help. If you happen to have some extra sheets that you'd like to donate, not for sleeping, but they got some games or something that's going on, but we need some extra sheets that we need. So we need them by Friday afternoon at 1:30 before they leave. So if you happen to have some extras that you'd like to donate, please do that sometime this week. That'd be great. Thank you in advance for that. Once back in the 1820s, a little boy we'll call Sam was playing in his yard behind his house. During his pretend fighting game, he accidentally knocked over the outhouse that was behind the house in the backyard. Now, little Sam was certainly upset and worried that he might get into trouble, so he ran out into the woods and didn't come back until it got dark. When he arrived back home, his father was waiting for him. And his father asked him suspiciously and said, "Son, did you knock over that outhouse in the backyard?" Sam said, "No, Papa." Of course he lied. "Well, let me tell you a little story," his dad said. "Not that long ago, Mr. Lincoln received a shiny new axe from his father. Excited, he tried it out on a tree, swiftly cutting it down. But as he looked at the tree in his dismay, he realized that it was his mother's favorite cherry tree." He paused and said, "Just like you, Mr. Lincoln ran into the woods and he returned." His father asked him, "Abraham, did you cut down that cherry tree?" Abraham answered, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. I did indeed chop down that cherry tree." Well, then his father said, "Well, since you were honest with me, I'm going to spare you from punishment. I hope you've learned your lesson, though." And he turned back to his son, Sam, and said, "So, Sam, did you knock down that outhouse?" "Papa, I cannot tell a lie anymore," said the little boy. "I did indeed knock down that outhouse." "Well, as any good father would do, he punished him by spanking him." After the boy got up and kind of whimpered and looked up and said, "Dad, I told you the truth. Why didn't you spank me?" "Well, son, that's because Abraham Lincoln's father wasn't in the tree when he chopped it down." Ushers, why don't you come forward? It's time for this morning's offering. Pastor Mark, why don't you come on up?